been taking Ambien for 47 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most Rule 34 podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
If you go on the internet and search it, you'll find it.
If you're not over the age of 18, I guess go ahead and listen anyways, because there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. We're just a voice in your ear, not a cop.
Yeah. I mean, we're totally not a cop. Bro,
have you seen not a cop Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
God, I love that.
Yeah, like on Friday night, it'll tweet like, "So who's doing drugs tonight? I'd like to do some with you.
Are there any teenagers selling drugs tonight? I would like to pick some up. Yeah. They're just so good. You just probably type in the best of not a cop Twitter.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now. Best of not a cop Twitter. It's good stuff. What's he at? He's at not a policeman.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to break into Prescott High School and steal computer monitors tonight? Let me know. remember, do crimes in November. Oh, God. He hasn't tweeted since 2013.
Oh, whoa. No.
I wonder if he got shut down by the man.
LOL, who slashed the tires of a police cruiser and then has the number last night? Huge fan of your work. Message me. Hashtag love vandalism.
If anyone is interested, I'm hosting a Halloween party at 8 p.m. across the street from the Prescott PD. Bring your best and most illegal drug.
Who wants to skip school tomorrow and smoke hashtag drugs? Make sure you bring over an ounce.
That's my favorite so far.
Fun game. Everyone fax me their fingerprints.
All right, I got one more. Just told my teacher to shut up, then went and did drugs, LOL. Disrespecting figures of authority is so much fun. Hashtag not a cop.
Send me a pic of your favorite meth lab. Oh, God, this is good stuff.
Make sure you bring over an ounce. That was funny.
That is just very specific.
Make sure you bring over an ounce. I like that shit. I like good Twitter accounts.
I know. Vanity Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
Twitter rocks.
So, Tam, you wanted to start us out with something?
Yeah. Two nights ago, I had the craziest dream I've ever had.
Was it like crank crazy?
Ever. No. It's like scary crazy, and I've constantly like had to remind myself of the details because I wanted to share it so bad with you guys.
All right.
So, depending on how late it is, depending on how tired I am, I can like make myself lucid dream.
Oh, that's nice.
And I kind of got there. Like it was in the in between, and either like I dream, and then like halfway through, I can either make myself lucid dream or I wake up. It's those two options. And this time I got to the lucid and I could remember everything extremely vividly. So here's the dream. Mm. I ended up becoming the CEO of some company. I don't know what company. Flash to the bad guy of the story.
Dildos Anonymous.
Sure, we'll make it Dildos Anonymous because the company doesn't matter. The fact that I'm CEO does. This other guy.
Andy.
Is pissed that I'm the CEO and he hires a hitman.
Me.
Matt. Matt comes up behind me and shoots me in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And I survive.
No.
And then Matt tosses me my car keys and says, I'm impressed. If you can drive yourself to the hospital, I'll let you survive.
Oh, that's some saw shit right there.
And I'm like, all right, I guess. So I'm holding the back of my head. All of this, I can like feel the pain, like my head's throbbing like in the middle of this dream. And I'm like, fuck, this sucks. I want to fly. Why can't I do that? I go and I find this girl in the parking lot and I'm like, drive my car. drive my car to the emergency room. I get to the emergency room and like the nurse is like, Matt, the nurse is like, we got to get this out of you. Wait, there's no exit wound. And so she like she pushes she pushes on the back of my head, and as I wake up, I can taste metal in my mouth as I pull a bullet out of my mouth. I'm like, and I woke up and I'm tasting metal. I'm like, did I swallow a penny in my sleep? Like, what happened? It was crazy. That was the craziest dream I've ever had. That was
really crazy.
Wasn't it?
It's nuts.
Like, I wouldn't have remembered it if I hadn't woken up and been like, ugh, I taste metal. What happened?
The craziest part is you're dreaming about us.
Yeah. As hitmen / angry not CEOs / random women taking me to the hospital / nurses.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm yawning. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's not very professional.
You're just that enthused about my story.
It's not your story. It's not your story. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I've
been very tired this weekend.
I read it on the internet.
I don't know what reason.
You read what?
That's copy pasta.
You read what on the internet?
Your dream.
My dream?
Copy pasta. Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Tasty copy pasta.
Here, give me a second. I'm pulling it up.
Are you kidding?
I'm not fucking kidding. Here, give me a
second. Really?
Yeah, I'm fucking kidding.
Oh, okay. I was like a little creeped out. I'm like, fuck, dude. Did everyone, like a group of 200 people throughout the world, collectively had this dream at the same time?
Oh, man. That'd be some, like, J.J. Abrams shit on ABC.
Yeah. What if we write that story? Or, I mean, not us. Obviously, we're not that talented.
There's always the, like, the event that happens to eight, like,
wait.
What?
I said before this podcast I was going to write a fan fiction about us. Mm. Tam just gave me the story.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shooting me in the back of the head. Yeah. And making me taste metal.
I'm somehow aroused by this story.
It's just paragraph of, so Tam gets shot in the back of the fucking head.
It's great. Every terrible, horrific thing you could possibly have happen to me.
We roll Tam down a hill and then Skylar shows up and we go and have a drink.
One of these days, these Skylar jokes are going to get to me. Not today. But one of these days.
We're just chipping away in the inside.
Yeah, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be like, hey, I have two baby Ruths. Would you like one? And he'd be like, yeah. I'm like, no. I'm going to eat them both.
The creepiest dream I ever had is I was at my own funeral.
Ooh.
That could be creepy. I could
see
that creepy.
Like, I could see myself in a casket.
How'd you look?
It was fucked up. Looked all right.
All right. All right. It wasn't like.
It was not a closed casket funeral.
Okay. Max got killed by an axe murderer to the face. Open casket.
Yeah. It's in my will that no matter what happens to me, it will be an open casket.
Yeah?
Funeral.
Dude, that sounds great. That sounds like you'd hire someone to actually horrifically maim you.
Yeah, I don't care if like I die by getting like dragged behind a truck. It will be an open casket funeral.
What if like in your
you know, by the time that happens, well, I guess it could happen like next week, but
it happens today.
We could 3D print a face for you.
What if like every single scenario of you possibly dying, you have like a hilarious way to be in the casket? Like if I get smushed, empty out a jar of Smuckers and put me in it, just lay me on a pillow.
I hope they die in a super like epic way.
Yeah.
Gandy just jumped out of that blimp with like four kids. He died, but the kids made it.
Yeah. Can't believe he saved those kids out of the orphanage on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And then Hulk Hogan showed up and caught all the kids, but he wasn't quite Hulk enough to catch Andy.
He just ran out of arms.
Man. Yeah, he just Hulk-a-mania. Ran out of arms for all four of those kids.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He ended up juggling three of them in order to.
Yeah. Well, he juggled three of them and then he balanced the last kid on his foot.
Right, right, right.
He couldn't catch Andy, though, because he has to stand on one foot.
God, Hulk Hogan, what an American hero. Yeah. Let's talk about Hulk Hogan and not Andy, who saved four kids.
Oh, Hulk Hogan.
What was your crazy dream?
I have this reoccurring nightmare. I haven't actually had it in a couple years. It comes few and far. It's like
we got married.
No, that's not crazy.
I came back
that's,
to bed.
That's a dream.
that's a no nightmare dream. Here.
Yeah.
Did you just wink at me?
Yeah, I'm watching like an old like Power Rangers episode of my parents at my old house on my parents' bed, and I'm running. Hey, baby. It ends, and I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm going to go downstairs and get some food. And I'm running downstairs, and as I get to the bottom step, this, like, orb thing encases me, and it also, like, silences me. So I'm, like, yelling and stuff, but it's all muffled. And so the orb starts getting dragged back up the stairs, and it's like a V kind of thing. So it goes up and then landing and then up. And, like, out of my parents' bedroom is, like, laughter and sparks and shit coming out of the out of their, like, bedroom door, and it's all black. And usually I wake up when I get to the top of the stairs, like, right before I enter the room. I usually wake up. Yeah, I have. That's, like, the only reoccurring dream I ever have.
Can someone that Google one. That and find out if Andy's, like, schizo?
Dude, that's crazy. That was way crazier than mine.
Bubble dream with laughing parents and sparks. Google it now.
But yeah,
hold on, I'll Google it.
But it's always the same. It's always the same.
That's
says right here. If you have that game, you're gay. Game.
Dream. Like, can do you like know that you're dreaming about it? Like, is it lucid?
No,
because I can just imagine lucid. Like you just like as soon as the bubble happens, you're like, ah, shucks.
No,
damn it, this dream again.
Or like you're watching the same episode of Power Rangers.
Carry me up the fucking stairs.
Every time it's scary. So.
Yeah, that. I mean, it sounds very scary. What color is the orb?
It's like clear.
Oh, I was imagining like a light blue.
I was imagining a purple orb.
Yeah?
Well, specifically because I was going to make the joke that when he got down the stairs, Ivan Ooze was standing there.
Yeah.
So that
it just, bringeth the ooze.
It just transferred from Ivan Ooze to, you know, purple bubble.
I mean, that makes sense. He was watching Power Rangers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I remember at, God, what was it? Oh, it was some place that kids could play at. It wasn't Chuck E. Cheese, though.
Playdays?
No, it wasn't Playdays.
Skate Days?
That's the same thing.
Is it also Chuck E. Cheese?
It was a... No, it was like a...
Oh, my God.
I guess it doesn't really matter, but it was like a national chain. I'm trying to think of what it was. But anyway, the play area used to have like this picture of Ivan Ooze in it. It creeped me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Here, let's have a villain of your childhood to play in the play area.
Ivan Ooze.
Oh. He almost...
God, what is that? Kids play place like Chuck E. Cheese. It's not...
Is
this
it
doesn't
Chuck
help.
Cheese? Is it Chuck E. Cheese? Is Chuck E. Cheese it's the not first Chuck thing Cheese. That showed up?
The Showbiz Pizza is what showed up first.
Showbiz Pizza.
And that is probably... That's the thing owned by Nolan Bushnell, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Chuck E. Cheese was owned by Nolan Bushnell. And then
yeah, but there's like a... Okay, so this is not... This is like Chuck E. Cheese. There's a new place now. He owns a place that go and like get pizza, then like play trivia or something like that.
And play trivia? Huh.
Yeah.
Is it fun trivia?
I have no
idea. Or is it like... Is it like, what happened in 1812? And gives you like a list of four things. You're like, dude, I don't know. You better answer it or don't get tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. No one but tickets. That was a cool guy.
He was really nice. He was down to earth.
Dictionary.
Yeah.
Let's go outside so I can smoke.
Signed Andy's ex's boobs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're probably somewhere out there on the internet.
I mean, not like.
Andy's ex's boobs?
I bet it's on Facebook.
I don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go there. Fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, SGC's going on right now.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Huh. All
right. I'm excited for the Superman versus Goku rematch.
Yeah, that was really fun. I'm kind of interested in that, the Amiibo cockfight.
Amiibo cockfight?
Yeah, they're torturing Amiibos that lose.
Ow. Like in a Smash Brothers fight?
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
When did we go? Like 2008?
The first time we went was 2009, and then we went again in 2013. Hmm. I went again in 2010. You didn't go in 2010.
Yeah.
We should go next year.
You know.
We should plan it now.
I think the older I get.
Fuck that. Fuck you. I want to go. You guys have all these cool stories about... This one time we went to a convention down in Texas, and I'm like, yeah, tell me more. And you're like, no, I'm an old guy now. Like, I'm old. Can you see all the gray hairs that I have on my nose?
We should just save up now and fly there instead of drive.
Dude, that sounds great.
But I don't know, dude. Driving's part of the experience.
And having a car in Texas, if we want to like go get food, is pretty nice.
Dude, that sounds great, too.
It is worth it.
Yeah. And that's the nice thing about having a car.
Tam has a Prius.
Well, we could also rent a car, so it doesn't...
Tam's Prius is like a TARDIS. It's way bigger on the inside than you think it is.
We could take a Prius because the gas would be cheap.
Gas is unbelievably cheap. I went to Nashville. It's like a 12-hour drive. It cost me $60 to get down there.
Nice.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And this is a 12-hour drive. Yeah. About 11, maybe. But yeah.
We learned there's dry counties down there.
Well, there's dry counties, and then there's those semi-dry counties where all you can buy is beer and wine. And we found out we were in one, like, about an hour and a half of searching for alcohol later.
Good thing.
It did not even, like,
click. It did not click to me. Yeah.
I was like,
we went to a store, and we were like, there was only, like, wine and
stuff.
Yeah,
it was like
there.
A grocery store, yeah.
And I'm like.
And you wanted, like.
Yeah, I wanted to get, like, some. Hard shit. Yeah, some hard shit.
God, that's
scared
to
fucking party. Yeah. Oh, no, I'll get there. And so then I'm like. Well, maybe we have to go to, like, a convenience store or something like that. And so then we go to a convenience store. By the way, we're using Apple Maps for this, and we ended up at, like, a veterinarian's office.
This was before they fixed it.
Good.
This is, like, when it first came out.
So we go there, and it's just wine and beer, too. And I don't know when we figured it out, but eventually we're like...
I think it was at the vet or something when we were turning around, and I'm like, wait a minute. So I called Camilla.
I guess it's not a dry county, per se, but...
Damp. It's definitely not all the way wet.
It is a moist county.
Moist county.
So we're like, and so we must have been like on the county line or something because it didn't take us that long to get to our hotel.
No, yeah. As soon as
the hotel, you could go down the street and there was a liquor store. The sketchiest liquor store I've ever been to.
Sketchiest.
In the hood of Dallas.
Holy fuck.
And we went there three times?
One time was like... really dark, and we had a chick with us. Even though
we had Tyler's sister was
even though
us.
I'm pretty sure she could totally handle herself, but
yeah,
she's military, right?
Yeah, she's in the Navy.
So
it's not the real military.
They are the sea masters,
the ocean masters.
yeah, that place was sketchy, and we did find out on like the second night that they would deliver if you bought like $50 or more of alcohol. And the thing is, we bought some alcohol the night before, so we didn't really have $50 just drop on alcohol. But we spent probably about a total of $50 on alcohol. So if we knew that the first night, we could have just ordered it and had it delivered.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
And then I tried to finish off that box of wine.
Oh, yeah.
Like the last night.
Oh, yeah. Like,
Christ.
Tam doesn't drink.
It's fun, but like, one... I like not having to share a room with, like, more than four people. It fucking sucks.
Andy and I just had a room to ourselves, and that was nice. Yeah. Because I've been in that – the first two SGCs, we shared a room with a lot of people.
How many people?
Fuck that.
The first year, it was five of us, I think, in one room.
Ugh, no, because there was two to the bed, like, someone slept in the middle. Brian had a cot. So
there was six of us. It was you, me, Diane, Tom, Paul, and Brian.
Yeah, that's what it was.
First time I went to Nationals, not this year, but last year, we had 12 people share a hotel room.
Oh,
wow. We had...
It was rough, but it was like, you know, $15 to stay.
The next year, the one you didn't go to, we got a suite. And we got two suites, and I think there were six people in each one, and that was better. And then the best was when we had one hotel room and two people. That was the best.
Yeah.
One hotel room and three people sounds cool, too.
The last night, there were three people.
What?
Camilla was there.
Oh, okay.
We picked up Camilla, and then she left with us. Because she went down with us to visit her
grandma. Yeah.
Parents? Yeah.
They lived like right on the way, so
yeah,
we just dropped them.
Yeah,
I think going to a big convention like that would be super fun.
It is
altogether.
Fun. It is, and if you go, especially like SGC, don't be like Leaper and try and plan to do other things because SGC goes 24/7. It's just,
obviously.
It's all SGC. Every time we go down there, he's like, "We should go to Six Flags."
No,
I'm like, dude, we don't have time to go to Six Flags,
nor the desire.
And yeah,
there's so much shit to do.
And then like the last time we went, him and Tyler were gonna go get tattoos.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The fucking tattoos that they badgered us constantly to come up with ideas because they were gonna pull them out of a fucking hat and then get whatever tattoo they pulled, and they never fucking did it.
Yeah, what asshats?
I remember that. I was like, come on, guys.
And then fucking Tyler Swanson got high and stuck in a time warp.
Dude, that fucking blew his mind. I felt
he got stuck. He said he was stuck in a time warp.
3 months later, I stopped feeling bad about that.
And he was freaking out.
I'm confused. A time warp?
Yeah, he was like sitting on the bed and he's like, guys, I'm stuck in a time warp.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
What did he get high on?
Mary Jane.
Ah. The marijuana.
Yeah, no, nothing serious.
No, yeah.
Nothing that would cause you to get stuck in a time warp, but it happened.
Anyways, we told him to go into the bathroom and take a shower because a cold shower chills you down. And we put him in there. Oh, and the bathrooms were so fucking stupid. Those doors.
Those doors, yeah. There was like two double doors that you had to close, and you could like see in them. There was like a bunch of cracks.
Yeah.
Like cracks on the side and crack in the middle. And we could see him fucking standing right at the door.
Yeah, like we just put him in there and he just stood there.
He just stood there right at the door. We're like, Tyler, take a shower. And he's just at the door like. Get so. Leaper's bright idea was to take him for a ride on an elevator.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's right on the elevator, and Leaper says this guy, he goes, you look a lot happier than you did earlier. And Tyler leans in and goes, we both know I'm high. You don't need to tell everybody.
I can just imagine him like leaning into the old lady instead of
leaning into the rug.
We both know I'm high. No need to tell everybody.
What? Who's high? I've been taking Ambien for 47 years.
I can't remember if he actually took that shower. Did he take a shower?
No.
And then Leaper walked him back to his hotel because he was staying at a different hotel.
One
that allowed pets because he had Prince Henry with
him. Prince Henry?
Yeah, that's his dog.
Oh.
It's a corgi.
Royalty.
Yeah. He's pretty BA.
Yeah. Stuck in a time warp. Oh, do you remember Austin walking to McDonald's at like 1 in the morning?
Yeah, was it that ghetto one?
Yeah. Yeah. And right after he left, we're like, we shouldn't have let him go.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we really like regretted the decision afterwards.
He came back safe and sound. But we were like,
after he left, we're like, ooh.
Yeah.
We probably shouldn't have did.
Like, in hindsight, I would have been like, dude, we have a rental car. Like,
yeah,
I can take you to McDonald's if you want to go to McDonald's. Because it was late on, like, a Saturday or Friday night. And it was, like, downtown Dallas. And
my first year we went to Nationals, my friends, Yu-Gi-Oh friends, got a little drunk. And they were like, yeah, let's go walk around. And I'm like, we're in Detroit? No.
Let's go walk
around. We're not going to go. We're not going to have a bunch of white, fat nerds go walk around drunk in Detroit. One of which, you guys are very angry when you're drunk. I don't want to have a bunch of white, fat nerds pick a fight in the middle of downtown Detroit. Let's just stay at our hotel and play cards. Does that sound okay? We have a big tournament tomorrow, and you got inebriated.
That's funny.
Let's play each other's card game instead of go pick on some people.
That reminds me. I committed a crime in Dallas. I stole a fork.
You son of a bitch.
We
from
went
Denny's?
We went to this Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was nice. Was that you, me, and Courtney again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you, me, and Courtney went. And
she was always down to get food.
That was Tyler's sister. Tyler's sister. She happened to be with us. That was the weird thing about SGC was there were so many people there, and like you randomly just like were suddenly in a group.
Yeah.
Like I'd be walking around, and I'd be like, hey, Andy. And so then Andy and I are going somewhere, and then we see Courtney, and we're like, hey, Courtney. So then, like, all of a sudden we get this.
So you guys didn't like all stay together like during the convention?
No, because everyone wanted to do different things sometimes.
I mean, we saw each other often.
Yeah.
And we did at one point go and have dinner at a pizza place, all of us.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, all of us went there.
Are you guys planning on going to NebraskaCon?
What's that? I don't know.
Anime NebraskaCon? I'm actually talking to one of the guys that runs it right now about being in one of their opening videos doing martial arts stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Would you like scissor kick someone?
Probably.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Want you to scissor kick Andy? No.
After the podcast.
No. All right. You guys want to go into gaming news?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Let's do it.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
That's fucking weird, man.
Get well in the boob.
So this has to be the first story we do. Satoru Iwata passed away this past week.
Yeah. That's sad.
It is very sad.
I played some Super Mario.
More than 4,000 people attended his funeral.
That's crazy. Awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
What are they going to do without him?
He was only 55.
I know. He was young. Yeah.
That's young for death.
I remember a lot of people, I'm sure they're...
Was the cause of death cancer?
It was
a stomach thing.
He had a bile duct blockage.
Oh, that sounds painful.
Yeah. He didn't make it to E3 the past 2 years because of it. Oh. Because of health reasons. And everybody in the news industry is like, yeah, health reasons. And then
this happens. And fuckers.
We should go find everyone and be like, you're a dick. And you're a dick.
I'm sad, but like he gave a lot of really good years. Like a lot of, like I saw a bunch of pictures of like what Smash Brothers would be like without Iwata, and it's like 6 people are there. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like how much he touched games is wow. Just wow.
Yeah. He definitely, even though he died young, it's not like he didn't leave a mark. Mm-hmm. He was a giant in the gaming industry.
It makes you question who's going to take his place.
Me.
You?
That one Nintendo guy named Bowser.
There is a guy named Bowser.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so.
My God, he killed the maker of Mario.
I know it's been...
I don't think so.
I know it's been a week since he watched his death, but we had to mention it.
Yeah, totally.
Because it happened like right after we did the podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was like Monday.
Yeah, so we had to talk about it. So let's move on to something a little more upbeat. Bethesda releases an uncut Fallout 4 gameplay exploration video.
I watched it.
It's not necessarily anything new, but it's kind of all their trailers together uncut.
Yeah, so it was really nice having everything in one video. But yes, I watched it again.
It's very nice. It is awesome.
Just...
I actually had one of our listeners tag me in it to watch it. So Patricia, if you're listening, thank you. That was very cool. The Deathclaw looks amazing. Deathclaw looks scary.
Everything in that game looks amazing. I don't want to touch that. I have officially taken those days off of work. That week off of work. Yeah,
so funny.
I was putting in some other days. I'm like, you know, fuck. I'm gonna get this in here.
I should do that,
dude. I'm gonna fucking neck beard it so hard. Blanket. I've had to, ever since
Fallout 4 was announced, I've had to go to the emergency room now 4 times for an erection that lasted too long.
Yeah. Consulted your
doctor.
4
times.
Get the needle again!
I know. They just left it in, so every time I go in, they just have to hook up the tube.
Yeah?
How is that when you pee?
It's awful.
Is it?
Do you have to, like, turn it at a catty corner so that, like, both holes shoot?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God. I sprayed arcs in areas.
Like one of those ghetto lawn sprinklers.
It's everywhere. I have to invest in floor mats heavily.
So Evo's going on, and they're charging $12 for a 60 FPS stream. I almost said scream.
Weird.
What was 60 FPS?
Is that good? I don't.
Well, here's what's going on. If you watch them on Twitch, they're only allowing 30 frames per second. You can pay $12 to watch the source quality at 60 frames per second.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's fair.
Yeah, but Twitch's servers sometimes fucking suck. So having to stream that at 60 frames.
I was watching a little bit of Smash Wii U yesterday.
Yeah, it should be noted that the money from the subscriptions goes to an Evo scholarship fund. A community-funded initiative that gives fighting game players and fans the opportunity to send someone to college who otherwise couldn't go.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really nice. That's a step in the right direction.
It is a step, and this guy's head is really small now that I'm looking at it. Wow. Okay, and the biggest news of the week for gaming, DayZ is about to go into beta.
What? No way. Holy shit, I might invest in it now.
DayZ, the open-world post-apocalyptic survival game, will finally go into beta in the near future.
I keep seeing it on Twitch, and I'm like, every time you bring it back up,
it's fun.
I'm like, oh, I forgot it's not a real game yet.
The future update will add single-player mode that does not need internet access in order to play. This will present a sole survival feel to the game rather than a survivor community field. Fans will also be able to test their mods in an offline environment before uploading them to the Steam Workshop. This reminds me, I was on Steam and I was playing LA Noire, but when it popped up first, it went to my last game, which was Civ 5. I saw that the most popular item for Civ 5 in the Steam Workshop was Satoru Iwata as a great artist.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
I heard there was a petition to try and get Iwata as an amiibo.
That'd be pretty
cool. To like make him an amiibo.
That'd be pretty neat.
Interesting. All right, that's all we have for gaming news.
Yeah.
Does that guys whet your appetite for technology?
Oh, yeah.
That's quality.
Half chub.
Back in my day. No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
T-Mobile to pay $17.5 million fine for 911 service outages.
Oh, shit.
Yep, there were two service outages last August that kept people from dialing 911. As you know, this is an FCC fine because you're always supposed to be able to dial 911.
Yeah.
On literally everything, even old phones that don't have service anymore, you can still dial 911.
Damn.
Which is very cool. Yeah. My mom, back before... whatever, we'd always, anytime we get a new cell phone without trading one in, we'd always go donate our phone to some house. I want to say like Marion House, something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that they'd have phones that could do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, $17.5 million fine.
That's probably not that much for T-Mobile, honestly.
Yeah.
But that's still a shitload of money.
New Horizons reached Pluto.
Damn right it did.
Hell yeah. Pluto looks sick. Cool.
Have you guys seen those pictures of the like the little heart-shaped spot on Pluto that looks like Pluto the dog?
That's Pluto's G-spot, homie. New Horizons is going to land there.
Make that planet explode.
It's not a planet. It's
make that
the dwarf planet.
Dwarf planet explode.
They do.
It's a fucking planet, Tam.
Dwarfs are planets, too.
It's not a planet.
It's a fucking planet.
We can fight this. No, I mean, I don't really care. I don't know why people take it so personally.
It is bigger than they expected.
It is bigger.
Like, it's not like the first time I've ever heard that.
Like 20 kilometers bigger or something like that. But it is now the 9th biggest object in our solar system.
Next to me.
There was another dwarf planet. I don't remember. It was either Aries or Ceres that was bigger. But now they think Pluto's bigger. Now.
Damn right. Pluto's been working out.
Pluto's hung.
So, I saw a really funny Facebook post of like, Pluto's upset because we break up with it and then we drive by its house really slow.
Aries still has bigger mass, but Pluto is larger it's less dense.
That's okay. I like them.
Probably
smart.
Means it contains more ice beneath the surface.
Ooh.
I like my cold bitches.
Water.
New Horizons is moving at 36,000 miles an hour.
That would
foot race.
That would disintegrate your body if that hit you.
Yeah.
That would just that just
Pluto has a thin nitrogen atmosphere.
Sexy.
It's neat. They've been giving unofficial names to some of its features. There is a dark patch in their south pole called the Whale. Being referred to as Cthulhu.
Cthulhu?
Yeah. There's a part on Charon that's named Mordor.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They've actually named a lot of stuff after Tolkien and other...
That's some nerdy shit books. Right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great. There is a Sauron out there, I know that.
Could you imagine, like, once we do get, like, good space travel and, like... Honey, where are you going for vacation? Mordor.
Fuck yeah. Do you think we'll see space travel, like commercial space travel in our lifetime?
No.
They're doing the commercial. It depends where you're going. Has
space flight? Yes. Space travel? No.
Yeah, I want space travel.
Space travel. Probably not.
Yeah. Maybe we'll start to see something like it. What about a space elevator? I know they've been talking about that shit forever.
That'd you know what neat. I think would be really cool? First, I mean, maybe not first, but in addition. Take your pants off. Yes. What about like a world tour? Like being able to fly so fast that you like look down and here's China and now here's Japan, cool. North Korea, and they tell you facts and you're looking at the planet.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Most spacecraft depend on solar energy to power their onboard systems, but since New Horizons is 4 billion miles away from the sun, it actually uses plutonium.
What?
Yeah, it has plutonium to power it. It gives off heat as it decays, and it uses that heat energy to power it.
Wow.
Jesus.
It's designed to last until the late 2020s.
Damn. Good.
Or even beyond.
Beyond.
I saw an article that one of the computers in the New Horizons thing, it has a PlayStation 1 CPU in it.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, all right.
Yeah. NASA's all about reliable technology, not cutting edge.
My PS1 still works.
Yeah?
I could love it, yeah.
I never owned a PS1.
My PS2 got some dust in it.
Holy shit. The New Horizons is carrying the ashes of Clyde Tombaugh, who discovered Pluto in 1930.
Damn.
That's cool as fuck.
Jesus Christ, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I want my ashes to go to a planet.
That's the fastest. Oh, New Horizons isn't going to Pluto.
I know.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I wanted to clarify for all the listeners. Correct you. You know?
Yeah. Well, we talked last week about how it's going to reach heliopause. Yeah. Or expect it to.
Yeah.
The end of the sun's influence.
Which is still baffling to think about.
Yeah. But according to this, it's plutonium supposed to run out before that.
Huh. So is it just going to go on like...
Da, 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 da. I don't know what the fuck it's supposed to do. Its main mission was Pluto. Now it's just doing bonus stuff. It's doing side quests now.
I saw that it transfers data at 1 kilobyte a second.
Yeah, it transfers data very
slowly. Hey, here's a 2 megabyte picture of Pluto.
Yeah.
You're going to have to wait a little bit.
Yeah. They say it takes 4 hours to talk back and forth, which, like, makes you really think about their fuck up. Yeah. There was a 4-hour dark period, or they're like, or 8-hour dark period, because they had to go give a message and it has to come back.
Yeah.
Give a message for 4 hours, have it send one back for 4 hours. It's an 8-hour period. It's like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
I really hope that got there.
Yeah. It's always awesome to see, like, there's a camera inside Mission Control. And when they like successfully do something, when the Mars rover landed, did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, everyone just flipped the fuck out.
Yeah!
That'd be so sweet.
It's fucking party.
So Bing is finally doing something to make it unique.
Oh, what?
It's making it easier to scope out future neighborhoods. So when you search for a neighborhood, it'll give you let me see the websites here. Zillow.com and greatschools.org, like rankings for the neighborhood.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
That's a neat feature.
Or what people are saying about it. So, like, comments like, snow removal sucks, or trash is good, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm 15 years, so that matters to me. Google will have it.
And Sex Offenders Anonymous, they are powered with Bing now, too.
Mm. Nice.
I think if I sat here that whole time, like, all right, how am I going to word it? And I just threw it up that whole time.
Just threw it against the wall and just went.
I'm like, what's stuck? Sex offenders, let's do it. shit.
All right, guys, that'll do it for technology news. Let's go ahead and move on.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
I've got maps. Maps that show you which state use curse words the most.
Hell yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. We're going to start with motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now, it's not necessarily states here. A lot of this is region-based.
How do they do this?
Let's see.
Probably what's their census source?
I'm sure there's something here about it.
2012 census was like... And
it's probably something like, I would assume it's maybe Facebook and tweets. And then where you're from.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that would make sense.
Yeah.
But these aren't necessarily, it's not which states do it the most. It's kind of region based. So like west, south, southwest, north.
All right.
I mean, it is a map with states, but if you look at the colors, it's clearly region based. All
right.
So what region uses motherfucker the most?
East.
New York. East. Yeah, New York.
They are kind of in the middle. Kind of in the middle.
South?
It's the southwest. Wow. Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. And then for some reason it picks up again in New Hampshire and Maine.
Damn right.
All right.
Those are crazy motherfuckers.
And
Tom Brady.
The coldest areas: Utah, Idaho, Nebraska, North Texas.
We don't use mother. We need to bring back motherfucker guys.
Tennessee.
Motherfucker Jones. We need more black people.
Now just fuck in general. All
right. Now just fuck.
Just fuck.
California. West Coast.
West Coast is severely fucked.
Yeah.
So is the East Coast.
Yeah, I was thinking East.
So is the South. But not so much the middle.
Really? What the hell are we?
Very cold. Nebraska, Oklahoma, Colorado, Wyoming, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana.
Actually, I hope we're son of a bitch. That's my favorite one.
Son of a bitch?
I just love hearing people.
I'm not going to talk about you. I'm going to talk about your mom, you son of a bitch.
If you hear a son of a bitch around the corner, you know something funny is going to be around that corner.
Okay, now we've got asshole.
Ooh. Yeah. Everywhere?
Yeah.
Is it everywhere?
I want to say East Coast.
East Coast is really good from Pennsylvania to Maine. Huh. The kind of the meetup of Oregon, Idaho, Nevada. It's really cold in the South.
Huh.
Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, North Carolina.
There are a lot of assholes in the South. They just don't like to say it.
And it is kind of shoot. Nebraska you. Kind of lukewarm, but it's actually very hot around Omaha.
Really?
So. You use a lot of asshole in Omaha. And now we've got shit. Who do you think uses shit the most?
Midwest.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Or the South?
The South.
Oh.
Actually, almost the entire country is pretty cold on shit, except for from Texas along the East Coast to about Connecticut.
Damn.
So it crosses all the way from Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut.
Damn.
And finally, who uses gosh the most?
Gosh? Gosh?
I want to say
gosh.
The New England area.
Nope, they're the coldest.
Really?
They gosh. Do not use gosh the most.
Bible Belt?
The Bible Belt uses yeah. gosh a lot.
What about like up near Canada? Like up north.
It's colder up there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gosh in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Maybe a little north of the Bible Belt, to be honest. More like southern Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Texas. And then a severe hotspot in western Nebraska.
Damn right.
That's funny.
That's so funny.
Gosh.
I love maps.
Bitch wasn't on there at all.
A bitch wasn't. I was surprised about a couple of these.
Hmm. All right.
Oh, well, out of Olathe, Kansas, a suburban Kansas City animal control officer says she was skeptical when a man called in to report a 4-foot-long carp in a drainage ditch.
Okay.
Like a fish?
Yep.
Yeah.
But okay. Soon she found herself wrapping up a 60-pound dead fish.
Holy shit.
It was actually 3.5 feet long and 60 pounds.
God. What a liar.
Yeah. A fucking liar. I once caught a fish 60? This big. Bullshit, it was this big.
60 pounds.
It was a 60-pound carp.
That is a fucking, like, child.
Oh, was it in a sewage drain?
It was in a drainage ditch.
Oh, so can we eat it? Like, is that possible? Are you allowed to?
It depends on how long it was probably sitting out there.
I guess that's fair.
I don't like fish, but if I did, I would probably prefer to eat it after it was, like, caught. Out of somewhere alive.
I'm just
not dead in a drainage ditch.
Hey, y'all, we got that 60-pound tuna.
You're just so picky, you know?
Yeah, I'm just so picky.
How rude.
I won't eat dead fish in ditches.
Dead fish in ditches.
Let's see how many states use the word ditches. Dead fish in ditches?
Yeah. 3-Hit Combo presents. Dead fish and dishes.
So I told Andy this was a bad idea, but they found our sperm in Antarctica.
What?
50 million year old sperm cells from a worm have been found in Antarctica.
Jurassic Park.
The fossilized sperm, which was preserved in the walls of an egg case, is the oldest fossil animal sperm known.
Jurassic Park. It's going to be filled with giant worms.
It could be an extinct relative with similar types of sperm.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Science is so cool.
I know.
I wish I understood it.
Andy and I were in Antarctica, and Andy was like, dude, jizz on this fucking ice wall. So we did, and it froze. We fucking found it.
Why don't I ever get invited to your guys' fun adventures? SGC, Antarctica, my mom's house. Why were you guys there, by the way?
Andy and I did go to I was not there. Andy and Skylar went to Antarctica one time to battle Atnus and release Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, No. That was supposed to be the second one. You remember that?
Yeah, because
we went to the North Pole to defend Santa Claus from Atnus.
Oh, yeah, then we just fucking
left. Yeah, and then you came back and forgot Santa Claus.
Is the government...
And so the second one was supposed to be they go to the South Pole to rescue Santa Claus, but Skylar had to go and join the Navy, so that never happened.
Ah.
In the Navy... Skyler can guzzle all the dicks in the name.
April Lee Yates, who is 51, was arrested last Sunday, for refusing to pay a $26 seafood buffet at this place in Myrtle Beach. It's kind of a weird place. Anyways, police officers arrived on the scene. An employee said she'd been at the restaurant for 4 hours and was disturbing other patrons. She also said she refused to pay her meal because she had no money. She was told that Jesus would pay for her meal.
Who told her?
Oh, my God.
Who told her?
Who told her?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, if some dude, like, walked up and was like, hey, this one's on Jesus.
She told him. Okay, hold on. No, sorry. This is another story. Huffington Post likes to put similar stories, like, mentions of similar stories at the end. So last October, this girl named Christine Rines told employees at a Mexican restaurant that her husband Jesus will be back to pay soon. And he would be able to walk in and produce U.S. currency for her bill. He
produce U.S.
was not.
He couldn't? Jesus didn't show up?
No.
Nope. It probably took him 3 days.
She keeps going on blind dates with dudes named Jesus. And she just keeps getting fucked every time.
That's so funny. I don't know what it is about that name, but I like
it. I promise.
God. All right, guys, that'll do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast.
Get down off that cross and come pay my bill.
Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-PC. Search for us on YouTube, 3-8 Combo Podcast, and email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top